Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so hell the twilight at the last gleaming of track, who brought it us by o'er the rapids we walked midstream and the rocket's restless bombs bursting in air gave to the night that the stars were still there. Oh, still
this is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then Truth ain't here. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's that time, and it's 1 year ago today we started Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I am in the chat room tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for your questions and comments and celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
There you go. And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Yay.
Candace.
How was your year? How was everybody's year?
Oh, you really want to twist the knife. Okay.
I got that gout.
You know, that's actually a pretty good way to be put it.
Woo! Got that gout.
It's dry and crunchy.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
Got you.
Wait,
go
before,
ahead.
This 1 year anniversary will be brought to everybody by Republican Party abortions. Because it probably was a Democrat. There you go. I'm gonna miss this, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
1 year ago today, that national anthem played.
Yep.
And we kicked it off
with. And right after that, and first off, y'all gotta love that national anthem, man. That was that. My man. He just wanted to introduce the Truth Brothers. Like normally, when you getting ready to do the Super Bowl. Or an NBA final, or a Stanley Cup, or a World Series. Somebody has to bring the national anthem. And who better than the cop to bring in the Truth Brothers the way he did, man?
Yeah.
That was just the best. I'd say,
I got
the question that I was going to ask to give away that shirt. I know what it was. You know what it is?
Okay.
Of course you don't. What was the name of the song that we first played out after the national anthem?
Cool.
What was our first opening song for our first opening year?
The first person who calls in and answers that question win a Truth Brothers T-shirt. What was our opening theme we first opened 1 year ago today?
I know. Can I answer?
No.
I need another shirt.
You need another shirt?
Yeah.
We know people.
Yeah.
So how everybody feel, man?
I feel nice, man. I honestly, all jokes aside, man, this has been a wild, wild ride to get here for this 1 year. It was a lot of work, a lot of long nights, a lot of mistakes, a lot of last minute. We learned on the fly here at Truth Brothers Radio. We really did.
Learning. So that
at the end of the day, man, it was a ball. It's been a ball every Monday, man. Every Monday I've enjoyed this. So
sure to have.
I really just wanted to say, man, I appreciate just having the opportunity to sit here, sit behind this mic and inform and entertain the way we do week in and week out. And I'm thankful for everybody who tunes in and listens, everybody who catches our archives who was able to keep us going this whole year that we've been we were able to do what we do for a year. We want to say thank you to those and
That's
where I'm at, how I feel.
Yeah, you know, and we've made a lot of great friends along the way. That's
no
why
doubt.
We sure have.
Made
no
a
doubt.
Lot of great friends. We don't consider it as having fans. We not
right.
large like that. We don't believe. We have family.
There you go.
We have family. And I was going to I'm going to still mention Justice. He ain't in yet. I don't know why he's late, but he'll be here.
Yeah,
that's Justice and Tony and Mona, man, and LaCrush. LaCrush is in the chat room right
Jerry.
Now.
Yeah, Jerry Kelly, everybody at High Top.
We have made some
grown
great
soul,
friends
and
along the way.
Yeah.
Ramone.
Hey, I don't know if they remember the wet spot, man.
Yes, yes, and they not. I don't think they're on anymore because I went looking. That was the first Blog Talk show that found our show and was tuning in and hollering at us.
Yeah.
Man. So what's up to the wet spot? Moby.
Yes, Justice.
Moby, Moby.
I forget the what was the female's name? You remember?
I just remember
Moby.
Yeah.
Wet Spot was a stripper show, so you can know what goes with Moby.
No need.
Yeah.
All right.
There go Justice. Justice is in. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? You're late. No, all right, but man, it's just been so much. We had special people that came in and guest hosts with us, man.
Oh man, remember when the Bill Hilly, the one who called and asked was we bouncers and had a crush on Candace.
Yeah. Oh, he got it. Yeah, he had. Yeah, you remember that dude? He
yeah,
got a. He got a show on
Bubba from the Backwoods.
Yeah,
Bubba from the Backwoods called. That was another show.
Yeah.
Ghetto Gun.
Yeah.
He asked you.
Yeah, Ghetto Government Radio.
About Ghetto Government Radio, and we thought he was saying something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Devon was like,
this is
Truth Brothers Radio. We ain't say nothing about no Ghetto Government Radio.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Please tell me. Yeah, I remember that. That's when when Devon kind of had a leash on him at that time, because I was told, hey, man, you can't say everything you want to say on the radio, man. We're going to try to do this a different way. So slowly the leash was cut loose, because the more I talked, I think the more we was just like, hey, release a little bit. Let it out, and then you fell right into that.
Yeah, and then, man, the best.
That's just called the translator. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the best thing I remember is when we first started, anybody goes back 1 year ago today and listen to that first episode, The Terrible Truth wasn't called The Terrible Truth.
Yeah, that should have been the question.
We started off, this is wacky news, and I think we got two episodes in. Was like,
I don't like
name.
That.
We got to do better than that.
Yeah, that was just.
And The Terrible Truth was born, and boy, The Terrible Truth has taken us place.
Yeah, that has to be one thing that I think everybody who at most of the people who really done have grown to love Truth Brothers say that I love The Terrible Truth.
Yeah.
I love y'all spin to it. I love The Terrible Truth, and for that we are thankful as well. But yeah, I think
there's people who still think we make those stories up.
Yeah, that's
we swear on our life. Every last Terrible Truth story that we've told you this year have been real.
And it got to a point where we had to make a group, The Terrible Truth, and put the stories in the group because people were not believing that we were finding these stories. And to this day, we got people from other blog talk shows asking, dude, where do y'all find those stories?
Mm-hmm.
So, those are 130% real.
Yep, 818-514-1202. I mean, that's the Terrible Truth is how we got the idea to do the YouTube clips.
Yep.
Is when we do our segments of If You Miss Truth Brothers Radio, which you can find on YouTube right now. Don't forget to go to our channel at Truth Brothers 1, the number 1, all one word. you can find all of our stuff. And we like to throw those clips out there to let people get a taste of what the show is like.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're trying to explain the show to somebody,
that's
all you got
to
do
is
go to YouTube and let them see some clips and find out what we all about.
Speaking of that, man, the best time I think we had was doing that Joe Oliver clip, man. That was one of my first off, that was during the height of when Joe Oliver just showed how much of a I'm saying when he came to the everybody know who George Zimmerman is with the Trayvon Martin case, and when Joe Oliver came on the air and showed how much of a house knocker he was.
There you go.
Hey.
I remember you called me that day and was like, hey, man, did you see Good Morning America? I'm like, nah. You came over, you showed me the Good Morning America, and it took us 24 hours.
Yep.
From that afternoon, we started working on that clip.
Yep.
And we smeared the hell out of Joe Oliver.
That day.
Smeared and bad.
And no, that wig we got to call it. But real quick, that wig that I was wearing, Kent Clark was wearing,
that ain't a wig.
That's his
Kent
hair.
Clark.
That's how he dressed. How you do that, Bill? Go ahead.
All right. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. Who this?
Happy anniversary.
Hey.
This is Mona Lachey.
Hey,
Mona. Thank you, love.
I'm calling to tell y'all happy anniversary. And keep on doing what you're doing. And I love all of y'all to death.
And we love you too.
Yeah, babe, thank you.
So since you called, I got a question for you. Do you remember when the first time you called this show, do you remember what we were talking about?
No.
We got to talking about old school drinks. And look, Mona popped up. We were like, who is Mona? Hey, this is Mona. Night Train.
Oh, the Hennessy.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I kind of remember that. I was trying to remember that. No.
You gave us some good clips, too. Well, once we start reminiscing, you in one of the clips.
Yeah, you're in a few.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Nice one, buddy.
Yeah. I love y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I just wanted to call in and make sure I said happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Much love.
So I'm just going to keep on.
Thank you, Mona.
Thank you.
He's quick with that mute button today. I guess he don't want to. Somebody who used to talk and run on just don't want to have them on. But anyway,
we was talking about the terrible.
Terrible truth.
About the terrible truth.
Right.
My favorite clip is when we were about four episodes in, when I knew the terrible truth was going to be a hit, and you found this story from Japan.
Right.
Let's see if you remember this.
Oldest dog dies in Tokyo.
At 26. That just gets you. A dog died
in Tokyo. You know what happened, right?
They don't do that in Tokyo. They do that in Korea. They don't do
whatever.
It in Tokyo. They
whatever.
Do it in China.
Whatever.
You can believe. You say, well, we just ran out of food. What are we going to do here?
10-10.
Come here, 10-10. 10-10, like...
Nope.
I'm in 10-10.
So hate to hit you with this samurai. I would hate to hit you with this. We could do all right. Anyway, Tokyo, the world's oldest dog, according to Guinness World Records, has died in Japan at the age of 26 years old, 8 months. Owner, here we go. Yumiko Shinohara.
All right.
Taking me out.
Look at that. Look what that. CBS. Yumiko had a dinner party and just ran out of pate. What are we going to do?
Who give me some of that dog toenail?
Hey. Okay.
Yumiko Shinohara told reporters that it's a girl. I'm sorry. See? Yumiko is a girl. Told reporters at her home. I thought you said he. But anyway, in her home in Sakura, a city outside of Tokyo that... Pusuki A fluffy tan Sheba mix died Monday after suddenly falling ill and refusing to eat. Refusing to eat. She was trying to lose weight.
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're planning.
This is what they do over there in America around November to them turkeys. It's not going to happen over here. We're not doing this today. I mean, I heard this the year of the dog to begin with. I'm not Anyway.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
We don't want Peter after us. But anyway.
All right.
Shanahara. That's racist. Shanahara told TV network FNN, Food Network. She told FNN, because they're giving it to you, dog. Literally. They're giving you examples on how she told. She didn't tell them. She gave them instructions. This is how you cook a poodle. First off, shave it. Get them ears going. Anyway.
Oh,
she told FNN that she would like to thank him for staying alive so long. The reporter said Pusky's lifespan would have been the equivalent of about 125 years of a human. But luckily, he had that flavor that she liked. Pusky had that flavor she liked. Don't say that. Leave that hair on there. That's what give it its flavor. The fear is what gets the blood going. Anyway, according to Guinness, the dog was born April Fool's Day, 1985. Pusky was recognized as the world's oldest living dog last December. The Guinness record for canine longevity is 29 years, set by Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who died in 1939.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah, got through that one.
Hey. Poe Pusky, man. He turned him into Pusky Poodle Soup, dude. Isn't that all? Pusky Poodle Soup with a soda on the side.
Oh, there you go. That is a blast from Devon's past. I love Pusky Poodle Soup, man. That was funny.
I forgot all of it. I sound young in that video.
Did you? Oh, really?
I have forgot all about that, man. We had moments, dog. We had some moments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just there. It's going to be hard.
818-514-1202. Again, no one has answered the trivia question yet. If you can answer the trivia question, you'll get a Truth Brothers T-shirt.
Repeat the trivia question just so you know. I'm throwing in the chat room.
Okay.
You go ahead and repeat it out loud.
You want me to?
Okay. 1 year ago today, when we came on the air, what was our theme song?
Because the theme we have now
is not the theme we had.
Not the theme we had. We switched this thing when we switched over to Mondays. We got a caller coming in.
Yeah, we got a caller in. 909, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
Now, you know I don't know what the the song was. I just got here. This is Tony.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought you had a comment. Hey.
I just got here, and you know what? I didn't mean to press one.
Oh, well, see, there it is.
Okay.
So I'm early. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, because when we get to your clip, you're going to,
Yeah, we got clips from you, too.
We got a clip for you, too.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh no! We already talked about our family. You know, you are our sister, so yeah, we definitely.
Probably.
Of you and
should
you
I be? Sister. I should be worried.
Probably. Or as they say in the real urban community, probably.
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 Oh my gosh! Well, put me back on hold. Don't bring me in yet. I am so sorry. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
You are quick with the mute button today, boy. God, all right. It's time. It's our birthday.
But, yeah, some of the topics, man, would get – let's see. Our first topic the relationship. That was.
Oh
good
man,
one.
Yeah,
that
I
was
love
a good.
That.
One.
That was. I think that sparked a lot.
Yeah.
Man. Then we had the. Then we went off. The one that stands out to me was I got so many, man. Like the first off, the one I love the most, our first real impact of show to me was the Trayvon show.
Yes.
That was like,
and we don't have a clip of that tonight because all of December, everybody is going on vacation, so we will be doing the best of Truth Brothers Radio, and
yes, you
can bet that that's going to be definitely in there.
And know that, hold on, we will be taking the whole month of December off, but know that in January,
yeah,
we're coming back.
Yep, bigger and better.
I'm telling you, the ideas we got now, we're coming back hard.
Yes,
I'm not trying to, but for Mondays, because I'm gonna say we doing our Monday thing, and we're gonna start to come back and take over our Mondays. But we bringing fire.
Oh, Justice said Sandusky was a good show. Every time you go in on Sandusky,
yeah. You know what I think? Another thing, I got an inbox today, man. Somebody said they love the sponsors. Like before we do the Terrible Truth, they would wait to hear who we would say. Like the one that I got today when I had asked somebody what was their favorite. And Bobby Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubbers.
Okay, that was
all they said. When they first heard it, they didn't get it until they thought about it. Like, oh, she was doing her brother. I get it. Yeah.
The first episode, man, I went to work and I had told people at work about the show.
Right.
And a dude I was working with grabbed his phone, pulled up the show. And out of the blue, I just hear him start cracking up, and that's because he heard Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills,
Sleep Like a King. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
See, that's that people didn't believe the sponsors.
Yes. Speaking of Sleeping Like a King, the first one we got in real trouble for was Who's to Blame when Whitney died.
Oh, yeah.
I told y'all.
We got a little bit of trouble with Whitney, and people didn't appreciate that. But you know what? I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do the Whitney show.
Yeah.
We had to do a show about Black history the night that Whitney passed, and we had heard it on the news feed. So
after the show went off, yep.
We mentioned it during the show.
No, because remember Shayla. Shayla had told us, like, when we got off the show, because Jawanza was on that day.
As soon as
we got off, Shayla came down the stairs and said Whitney had died.
Okay, well, I remember us mentioning it because I heard it. We mentioned it and thought that was all that was going to be said until two things happened. One, everybody went in and dogged Bobby Brown the way that they did.
For pushing the coke in her nose.
And second, we can tell you that when we did the Black History show, we was a little mad. Our ratings were growing on a consistent clip.
Yeah.
We did the Black History show and posted the lowest number we had posted since we had been on the air.
Yeah.
And we was a little upset about that because we were trying to go deep.
Right.
And it was like, nobody was like, no. It's funny. We don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because it's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, we're going to get into the Whitney part. But when we did the Black History Dead. That was the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think that was the first time
I wasn't there.
And the fact that that was when they were saying Malcolm was servicing white men and all this other stuff, and we were laughing at that. So I guess that might have turned people off. But
no, we wasn't laughing.
I know.
We was in there pulling strings out of the whole theory.
Right.
And then we were getting told,
don't be intellectuals.
Yeah.
We don't want the Damon Sandows. We want y'all to be Kevin Hart. So, hence when we went a little bit, I guess we went a little bit too far, as y'all going to hear in this clip we got coming up.
Yeah, and after that, when we did the next week, we did Who's to Blame, and the frustration from last week kind of came out. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the funeral and Bobby Brown. How dare he go to a New Edition concert
after his ex-wife died.
And
we couldn't let him in. I don't care if we didn't let you in a funeral. You do not go make money.
Again. Who's more unpopular right now, Bobby Brown or OJ?
Right now, I say Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah. 15 years ago, I gave you OJ.
They act like Bobby Brown's sent the alcohol to her room
and put crushed Xanax in it.
She took the Xanax herself.
Yeah, you know what? And Bobby kept calling her, "You need to call me back.
Yep.
You need to call me back.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? Something, your telephone man ain't been in your room?" Like, all is like, he just held her. And Sissy, "Why didn't you let my baby live?"
Right.
And I'm like,
the whole, "I got to protect Bobby Christina from her father.
Because he's abusive. And he wants something.
Money. Alone. And I need a Cadillac." Hey, I'm there. I'm sorry. I'm there. 10 minutes left in the show and I'm there. Like I said, the whole thing is going to be a Jeopardy question.
What's the question?
It's going to be a Jeopardy question. That's where I'm at with it.
What you saying?
You want to play Jeopardy?
I'll play Jeopardy with you.
Okay, with 9 minutes left in the show, we're going to play Jeopardy.
You're going to have to take a break after this. Just saying. But go ahead.
Yep. 818-514-1202 if you want to answer the Jeopardy question. But again, the category is Whitney, and this is the Daily Double. How much you going to bet?
I'm going to risk it all.
You're going to risk it all.
I'm going to double it up.
What you got to start with?
Oh, I'm rolling with Bobby Christina money.
There you go.
Here
it is. Here's the answer. What is that?
What are the last Whitney sounds?
Oh,
that is, yeah. Spark it.
Play it.
And I win.
And you win.
Oh, wrong show.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. True Brothers Radio.
All right,
yes,
that was
sir.
The. But first off, to yeah, that was the that was
yeah.
the clip,
I
the
tried.
Infamous clip.
I tried to stop him.
Yeah,
I
but
did.
once we get that roll. But to answer Maya Hawkins' question, she actually posted an answer to the question we posed. What was the original opening song that we played? It wasn't the Star Spangled Banner. That was the intro, but it was a song that played after the Star Spangled Banner. What was the name of that song that played after the Star Spangled Banner? Good
go.
Guess, though.
Yep, 818-514-1202. Call in if you know the answer. Win a free Truth Brothers T-shirt.
Free Truth Brothers T-shirt.
There you go.
Oh, you go.
Here's a question for y'all. Who got the first Truth Brothers T-shirt?
Justin.
Eris. Eris got the first Truth Brothers T-shirt. She did.
Yep, she did.
Yep.
Eris and then
Dunlap.
Justice got the second. Yep.
Okay.
Know my listeners, man.
Know your listeners.
I know my listeners.
Now speaking of listeners, one of the first emails that I truly, truly just blew me was your girl.
Who? Ashley?
Yes.
Why is that my girl?
Ashley, because I love that she loved the show, but
right.
Boy, oh boy, does she got a thing for Devon. Every question, when she asked you what's your suit, that killed me. And y'all, people don't know. When she asked him, "What's your shoe size?" Devon over here put his hands back on the, and put his feet on the table. Well, I don't mean to brag, but I can go skiing without skis.
Anyway.
Wow.
Right. Anyway. No, and shout out! I know she'll listen later on
because
she's really been a
Kwame.
Kwame Wright,
one?
Yep. Kwame Wright, another. We had another Barbara Pillar. She was another person who sent something in our Truth Brother on the Blog Talk site.
Right.
So definitely got to say what's up to her. Thank you for being listeners, man. It's just we have grown, man.
Yeah.
Like for real, what was that?
We've gotten letters from as far away as Australia.
Yeah.
LaCrosse said, "Oh, wow."
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to brag.
If you're lucky, she'll invite you to one of her parties.
I heard she throws the best. Her parties are to
tune in. Yeah, tune in to her show. Oh, boy.
What?
She throws,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they ain't Tupperware party.
Yeah, I heard everybody in her show comes for a reason.
They come before they leave, huh?
Yeah.
They come before. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't.
That's what's up, LaCrosse.
You cannot leave her show without leave. Boy,
here
we go.
Yep. We got another caller. 347. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hi, I'm LaCrosse.
Hey,
what's
LaCrosse.
Going on?
Hey, Mama.
Hey. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. What happened? What am I missing? Somebody's laughing over there.
Not a damn thing.
Yep, nope, she done put up devil horns. So let's hear your bedevilment.
No, no devilness. I was just calling, wish y'all happy anniversary. That's it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We got your letter that you put in. I mean, we got what you had wrote in there. That was really, really nice. And we definitely want to say thank you so much for the kind words. Those were extremely kind. And, thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being family. You befriended us. You've always been nice to us. And your show make me blush.
Well, they're not doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
That's right. But, you know, I definitely mean it because, you know, being on BTR, being, you know, as a fellow host, you know, on BTR, I think that everyone has a message to bring. Everybody has a voice to bring. And everybody is making a difference in this thing we call media and entertainment, especially during this time. You know, we just had like the weirdest election of all times, in my opinion. So, you know, this is a platform where we can set things straight and we can let all our voices be heard, whether we're behind the mic or we're on the phone or, you know, this is going to be the new FM AM radio right here. So, you know, y'all are making strides just like I'm making strides. And, you know, we're both on the same coin, you know. So I just really wanted to say thank you for doing a service and, you know, continue doing a great job.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Thank you. And you as well. I mean, I all our family that we've made over the course of this year has truly been humbling. I mean, one thing I do love about Blog Talk is that there's just so many different shows on so many different perspectives, and I think that's a good thing. We are so far and above regular commercial radio,
exactly.
It's ridiculous. It's just getting people out there to recognize it and come to it.
Right. Absolutely.
This is the new wave. I've been doing my show. I've been on BTR when it was free. but, you know, I haven't owned a radio since I started doing my own internet radio station.
Uh-huh.
I have not owned an actual radio. Like, the only time I actually hear the regular radio station is if I'm in somebody else's car or in somebody else's presence. But me personally, this is, you know, online radio is my – I don't even watch TV. Like, I'm online 24/7. Like, I sleep clicking their mouth. So when something of product is out there, and y'all are definitely of product, y'all definitely make it move. Just for y'all to be on y'all first year, y'all have a structure with y'all show, and that's what's up. Like, I've been doing this for a good, 5 years, and I'm just getting the structure to my show. So y'all already surpassed me, and y'all only been on here for a year. So that's, you know, that's commendable. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's what's up.
And, people are going to slowly realize that internet radio is the future of radio. It's the content is freer than regular radio. When I mean freer, I don't mean money-wise. I mean freedom of speech-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We have a platform to say what we want. We're every bit as edgy as satellite radio, but we don't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Realize they're starting to put internet radios in the cars. You're going to be able to – people are going to start listening to Truth Brothers Radio and LaCrush's show on their television. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Oh, no. We can't have my show on the television. Now you're pushing it. We can't do the television.
I don't know about y'all. I get through it.
No, Oprah sue me.
You had a couple of...
Oprah, I'm going to get kind of... Oprah is going to Donald Trump me, I should say. I got a special announcement at 8 o'clock. LaCrush, where's your birth certificate? Mm-mm.
There you go. Right.
We can't do that. But once again, happy anniversary to y'all and a great job. And Kansas, thank you so much for keeping the men in check.
I'm just saying.
Gotta
watch.
Right, from the producer side of things, you know, I'm producer and hostess, so, you know, from the producer side of things, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I got you.
Thanks again, though, LaCrosse. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, Justice just touched me with something. He says here in the chat room that if you can get an avid football fan away from a game on Monday Night Football, then you're doing something.
I love football.
So
yeah.
We
got a winner, Joe. I'm sorry.
Have them call in.
They know who they are. Maya Hawkins has just came with the correct answer.
Call in, Maya. Call in.
I guess she
818-514-1202. Call in.
Yeah, I guess now we're being told you have to call in to claim your shirt. But she does have. You have the right answer. You do.
After she went back
and pulled
it up.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, I want me shirt. I want me shirt.
Yeah. So okay, around the room, what was your best terrible truth story?
Oh man. Now you're asking me to dig.
You know what? That's not fair because I could never finish my damn stories because you all would always make jokes in between them.
And lo and behold, most of our YouTube clips are your terrible truth stories.
Yeah. My favorite terrible truth story was the one. What was that with all the Mexicans getting in the car?
The haunted house.
Yes.
They were suing to get their deposit and first month back.
That was one of my favorites, man.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites.
Everybody into the
Ford Focus. That was one of my favorites.
Candace, she's still laughing.
No, I think that it was the tame cheetah.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Anybody go and
check out our YouTube clip. That one's called Everyone Gets a Dose. When you get to the cheetah story, the whole time you hear Candace in the background cracking up.
I will never forget that one.
Yeah.
I could never forget that
one. And my favorite one was the bus uppercut. That was my favorite. And that's the only terrible truth story that has taken up the entire terrible truth from beginning to end.
Yeah. We've never done that.
Sure did.
Because when I saw him hit her on that bus, I ran right upstairs. I said, I got to find me some Popeye. I had to find some Popeye.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite. But all right, since we're going around with that, what's your favorite commercial, man?
Oh.
Then what is your favorite commercial?
Candace, you first.
Oh,
and anybody else out there?
Anaconda's gotta be my favorite one.
Which one?
Anaconda.
Anaconda
Malt Liquor.
Yeah.
Which is technically our very first. No, was that our very
first
commercial?
That was our
first one. That was our very first commercial.
What's yours?
Hot Topics said tequila.
I figured because she. The first time.
I gotta take it back.
Well, let me say mine.
iPod.
That was going to be my favorite.
Yeah, that's been my
favorite. The iPhone fight.
Yes. If George.
Justice said Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Yes. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Yeah, that was all. Dude, the reason I say the iPhone, though, man, when I first heard that, y'all saw my reaction.
Yes, because we didn't tell you.
Yeah, right. They let me tell you what happened, people. They stopped telling me what they were going to play because initially they wanted to see my reaction to it. But this one, for some odd reason, I did not know, and I heard it. And when we came for break, I was still laughing.
Yes.
I couldn't breathe because that was the funniest commercial.
I don't want to.
Yeah. My man say.
Even though my favorite to watch your reaction was the Corn Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
We did Corn Nuts, and when you came back, you like, yep, well, I guess we busted nuts. We busted nuts up in here.
Oh, and definitely real quick, I got to say what's up to my uncle who came up here from Houston, Texas, man. for Thanksgiving, and he told me, man, like, I didn't even know he was listening to it. He came up here and he told me, yo, y'all are some crazy MFers. That's exactly what he said. Y'all are some crazy MFers. Y'all do the craziest thing. And he just wanted to say, keep doing what y'all are doing. I know I got your voice, man. My bad. We've been busy putting this show together, but I know you're listening. Again, from everybody here, True Brothers, thank you for listening, man. We really appreciate that, Unc. And glad you was up here yesterday to watch the Bears do their thing. And, you know, have a safe trip back down to Houston, man.
So there you go.
Just had to get that out there.
And thank you from all of us.
Yeah, that's True Brothers Radio. That's what I mean. But yeah, that deaf man, the iPhone, the what was the other one? It was another one we did that had me. I can't remember that one. To this day, I'm again not trying to sound like that, but the "Don't Say Gay," that part where the girl says my mom hates him.
Yes.
When we did that, I couldn't stop laughing at that.
Right, because we first off, the children in that clip has never heard the full clip. We recorded their parts.
Right.
And then we sent them home, and they didn't hear the Bonds part.
Yeah.
But when they were doing it, and the girl would say, wow, it's the Bond from Truth Brothers Radio. I whispered in her ear, I said, I want you to say, my mom hates him. And when she said that, the fire just fell out.
Yeah, I could not stop laughing at that, man. Every time I can still hear that one part to this day and still laugh at that.
Yeah,
man.
Hates him.
Yeah.
And it was the corniest, funniest thing at the same time, man. I enjoyed that, man. I really did.
My favorite is Fudd.
Oh yes.
And I'm gonna tell you guys something. Candace wrote that entire skit by herself.
Yep, she should.
We put together and found the music.
Down these stairs, on your tippy toes, I don't need stairs from mama. She's asking for rent. My car outside is where the money went. Come to my bedroom in the basement. Watch the last step, no replacement. Light my area, don't be shy. Don't cross the duct tape, that's my brother's side. We'll go to a place that's on fire. Let's get her in by the washer and dryer. Sip on Moscato from paper cups. Take six bottles to get us
fucked up.
She's be the shit and she's the fee. Now I ain't shit and you're with me. Thought I was a baller in VIP, but I paid 20 G's just to hang with Jay-Z. Duh. In my mama's basement, all my money's spent. Fanny and car outside, can't pay with my rent. Made it rain in the club, you lost your mind. Saw my car outside, you lost your mind. Shawty on the radio, is it a crime? Tip valet, you lost your mind. All of a sudden you wanna know where I'm going. You kiss me on the cheek, something go boing. Let's go to my place first, let's eat. Need more time for mama to sleep. So order what you want from the menu. Ding, you continue what you intend to do. When you get back to my venue, cope for mama's basement, that's what men do. Spend all my money on pretty women. If I had my own place, I'll be driving the lemon. Then I can't get you from the club to my crib, so I'll fool you with a car just to drive you where I live. Hey, it's my mama's basement. Down, bust my load. I won't stop till I get mine. After
after tonight, it won't be a next time. Chicks don't come back for round two at mom's house. Man, I'm 32. Like Jay-Z say, on to the next. There's a ball at the mall writing out bad checks. Yep.
In my mama's basement, all my money spent. Baby, ass all outside. Can't pay this month's rent. Oh, in my mama's basement, all my money spent.
What most people would call a skeptic. I felt like the violence and the hopelessness only happened on movie trips, and it's not that I've never been in love before this, it's just that I have never been breathless. It's not that I didn't believe in love, I just felt like it was kind of overrated, and all the drama I had been through, it left me cynical and jaded, and of course being the modern urban princess that I am. I just felt like the idea was kind of outdated. But there's always that friend who you feel comfortable around, who has you dropping all your bags and letting your guard down. See, I can talk to her about the lunatics I was picking, and she would confide in me about the chicks she was with, and I knew that they were miserable together. And I wanted to be able to help, but I was in a messed up relationship myself. See, I had just gotten settled on my new address right on the corner of Bitter and Loveless. When here she comes taking me on long walks down Fulfillment and Bliss, pointing to the houses there asking, now wouldn't you rather live in something like this? She showed me parts of myself I had forgotten were there. She silenced all my nonsense chatter and cut away the foolishness I felt was so important. And we got down to the heart of the matter, basically. It made me want to be a better woman, a better cook, a better friend, a better actress, a better lover. See, to me, she is poetry. She's everything I needed her to be. She has passion and style. She's intelligent and fine. She is goofy as hell. But she's still sexy. She inspires me with her words. She entices me with her eyes. She moves me with her sincerity. And I don't even think she tried. So while she was busy building me up, her thing at home was falling apart. And I wanted to help her get it back together. I just didn't know where to start. I thought that the sister was coming undone, and I wanted to help make her whole again, but when they broke up, it left her broken, and there wasn't enough left for me to even begin. So I opened my arms, my heart, and my legs, and I wrapped her up within, but all the queen's passion and all the queen's sin couldn't put the sister back together again. The part that hurts the worst is that I know that she can't see that I was only trying to give her back what she'd already given me. Overall, she gave me a gift that I didn't even think I wanted. She showed me that I really do need love. So now my mind is open and my eyes are open, but my heart is still open, ready to give and receive love. Just that now I want something that I can't have, so it came kind of as a blessing and a curse, because before I had somebody I didn't even want, and now I can't tell which is worse. I guess overall I can say that one thing I've learned, even if nothing ever comes of this, that butterflies and bellies do exist. For a short, sweet moment, she was my breakfast.
Don't trust them new niggas over there. Leave it. living they nigger essence in the air. Them happy, nappy head niggers with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggers over there.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Brothers Radio, welcome back, welcome back. I have posed a question before our last break, and yes, Tony, I am not letting them get away with that. But I wanted to know from you guys,
mm-hmm.
you all don't have enhancements that, you know, little accessories that
whoa,
go on
whoa,
the...
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, 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 what do you mean?
Yeah, no, I know what she means.
I think she's saying, I'm 20-something.
No,
look,
like,
men...
Just like the lightsaber here.
Yes,
in,
men have
the,
had...
That the police officer got hit with.
Men have had... Men have had extra things since the beginning of time. It's called a left and a right hand. And recently they've given you lotion.
Oh, you
that's
mean
it.
To enhance
right.
ours
to
or
enhance,
the situation
right.
with the ladies?
Right.
What?
To enhance us, right?
No.
To enhance
you?
Yes, for the women.
Oh, well,
oh,
no.
Have, you was asking. I mean, y'all got
look,
all the.
I'm going to tell you like this.
So you're saying we should come with a suitcase full of stuff, too?
I'm
going to
tell you
well,
like
this.
Cause
we're bringing the party.
Them.
We're the party. We got the party favor.
Okay.
And everything.
You're
that
bringing
comes
the screwdriver.
With.
Great.
We bringing the screwdriver.
But what about the rest of the tools in the toolbox?
It's all in the spine.
Nah.
The hips.
I'm gonna be. Hey, we gonna go there.
Yeah.
Are we going there?
Yeah, we going there.
Are we going there?
Mature.
All right, here we go. This is for the mature audience.
Tony, you done this.
Right,
now.
You stupid.
Now. When we come to the party,
there you go. Hi, I'm at the party.
Yeah, exactly. We not only are we bringing the pole, as
that's
we can
right.
say, we're bringing the dictionary.
That's
we're
right.
We're bringing everything that comes with the pole.
That's
now,
right.
If I'm bringing,
we got
extra,
one big pole, 10 little poles, and
there you go. And we also got yeah.
Everything is at your disposal. Use everything.
Yeah, that's why they gave us these. See, here's the beauty of our world, right? Here's the beauty of our world.
Okay.
We can not only is the man, I'm trying not to go. I'm trying to keep it
True
inside
Brothers
the
Brothers Radio.
Do your best.
All right. We can go, put it like this.
That's
long
what
story
the apologies
short,
are for.
We can do whatever we want as far as the pleasure, to pleasure the women. And you'll be happy. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not gonna. Cause
go.
We got all the tools.
Yeah,
we got all
right.
the tools that
I mean, we got all the God gave us here. All we gave you all the tools, and then God gave us a crippling thing. He said, "Look here, I'm gonna give you two heads, but enough blood to use only one."
You know what? Yeah, God also gave us Lover's Lane too.
But
and,
no,
and,
you
and,
gave and, yourself Lover's Lane.
I'm gonna tell you something right here.
But there's no
Lover's
why.
Lane for a guy. It's called it's oh, a magazine.
Oh,
and
well,
memory.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And a
win. Every guy
yeah,
has that one time where he
there
remembers
you go.
That one
that
girl.
That one moment where
yeah.
you go back to, oh,
her.
Yeah.
yeah. And then.
Susie Folk and Flick. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Great, Susie. Wonderful.
Whatever.
But
see,
I'm
not,
just
but
saying,
see, the you got to pay. We can use our imagination and just go right back to we can get, yeah.
That ain't, oh, okay. So. You know, thank you, selfish brothers, for, you know,
no,
putting
no,
it
no.
out there.
What
do
we do
to
help
us with this? What I'm saying is, you know, other things outside. I mean, sure,
so
yes,
you have
appendages, you have the physical thing, but I'm
so
saying,
are you saying
taking
that,
it to another
right,
level.
So are you saying that we should bring the lightsabers to use on?
Not,
well,
you
why
should,
not?
We should, not
you,
no, because number one,
it,
right, okay, because number one, you already got the lightsabers. So, I mean, if you say, Luke, here, I'll take it in. Yeah, here you go.
yeah,
Right. You like
now, what does that do for
there
us?
You go, right. What does that do
that
for us?
That gets you out the way.
That prevents me from having a tied damn arm. I mean, you know, sometimes you can go on and, you know. Because, you know what? I'm going to put it to you like
okay.
this. I'm going to put it to you,
you
like
know what?
This. All right. All right, seriously.
Listen, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Now.
Truth Brothers
go.
Radio, 818-514-1202. Late in.
You
fellas,
know, fellas,
please call in. Let's hear this.
When you party for a long, when you stay at the party a little bit too long, you know, you get worn out. But then you might have a new party coming that comes later on in the party that's energized, and that's a party
machine.
So you're
saying the guy might be worn out. The guy
no,
might be,
well, she no, might no. be bored. You have been hacking all day.
You've been chopping at the
you've
tree.
Been chopping at the tree all day, and now
tired.
She's bored with your axe.
Okay.
So now she wants you to go get the chainsaw.
Look, we got a question from Tony. She says, but if you have the tools and you don't know how to use your tools, then what?
That's called
good
an
question.
Apprentice. Don't hire an apprentice. Hire a certified union technician.
Well, hell, you got to try out the merchandise before you know.
Well, that's
you
right.
Have to, you have to have a portfolio.
That's
you have
right.
To, you have to.
When you got to, hey. When you don't take your car to any mechanic, you go to a certified mechanic. And when you've got a doctor that you trust, you go. When you got a certified handyman, you keep him.
You don't let the guy.
You don't let the guy
you don't
go.
Let the guy out the garage do your dentist work.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't
yeah,
let a dude with a sixth grade education
have a better
get the hacking.
But everybody doesn't have a better business bureau
uh-oh.
Listing on.
Okay,
uh-oh.
So if that's
here we go, we
come
are
on.
In trouble. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Hey, caller, you're on with Truth Brothers. Who is this?
Oh, my God, and I hate
it.
This delay.
All right, let me get... I'm going to take one more swig of this cigarette. I know where this is going. I'm going to take one more swig of this Powerade because I don't want... I got access to this lately.
And I'm going to try and be nice.
Yeah.
Not to
okay.
mention I'm hoarse again, so bear with me. Give me a break, you bring the tools, so that should be all it is. You know what? I've been with Negroes where it's like looking at the paint dry.
Well,
or I'm planning out my day.
I
got my shopping list going. Give me a
you've
break.
Been with, you've been with Negroes.
Now you've been with guys and that has been like watching the paint dry. But also, have you been with somebody who gave you a brain pop? That's
what oh, exactly.
Baby, let me tell you.
All right,
see?
Exactly. There you go. But everybody ain't blessed in everything. You don't let a house painter paint your portrait.
There you go.
The right person for the right job.
Oh,
you,
my God.
If you're in that mood where you're like, hey, you know what? The cat can use a bath.
There you go.
You
get the person that, right, you get the person that gives the cat the bath. But when you say, God damn it, that cat's been bad, drown him in the lake, you get the person.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
right
God.
Person for the right job.
Yeah. Hey,
and if they're out of control.
Variety of different people out there.
And then also, you have, ladies, you have the ability to go to a store, and if you don't have nobody to
right.
to wash your cat, then you just go to the store
oh,
and get your cat washing kit.
Get the
kit.
Cat washing kit. Guys don't have
it. Wow.
They got store. You just said Lover's Lane. They
well,
got stores where they hang
the cat washing kit. Okay,
whatever.
All right.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is okay? Explain to me, because I'm like old school.
Okay, I'll gladly explain.
In a lot of
every
ways,
lady in the world, every woman who was born a woman, and some guys who decide to switch owns a cat.
No, that ain't the real.
No, I'm talking about the guy who got the surgery to say, you know what?
Yeah, no, that's Snagglepuss. That don't count. God makes the cat.
Okay, every woman who was born a woman has went to Petco and said, I want a cat. And she brought a cat home. Now, when you bring a cat home, you have the ability to go back to Petco and say, I need a cat washing kit.
Right.
Now,
and they got big boxes. And y'all throw cat washing kit parties.
Y'all just make
it the cat washing kit is what you use to keep the cat not just clean but satisfied.
Tony, are you
look, we can't
justice help.
Whatever.
This is not open here. It's like going in the golfing.
That's right.
The cat washing kit.
Right.
You know that's insane, right?
No, it's not. It's real.
That's an insane
look,
analogy.
Whole back a back room full of cat washing kits.
It's
okay, not only
you
do
use using the, okay, they don't get the cat washing thing.
I don't.
It's to make the cat shut up. It's the cat purr.
Yeah.
It's the catnip. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Lover's Lane got a whole back session for you guys called catnip.
Yeah,
and
man.
And keep your cat quiet and happy.
There you go. Yeah. The cat purr. It's called the cat muzzle.
There you go.
Keeps the
muzzle. The cat muzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
When you fire your handyman, y'all go to Petco and you go get catnip for your cat.
But you don't have to go there for that because
well, that's true. Y'all can pet your own cats and shut them up.
Well, anyone who has a detachable shower head knows what I'm talking about.
Now, what does the poor fellas got?
Oh,
your two hands.
Left and right.
With the 10 poles that you was talking about,
yep.
Right?
You
got 10 poles to take care of the one
pole,
the right?
We got the meat grinder. That's
right.
All we got is the meat grinder.
Well, that's all you need, right?
And a little imagination.
Well, it takes a little more than imagination is good. I truly think, you know, your brain is the sexiest thing that you have on your body.
Thank you.
Great education.
Hold on. What'd you say, Tony?
I said thank you.
Okay, let's be 100. How many dudes
right.
have seen that said, oh, my God, his brain is so sexy?
Yeah, it's called a sapiosexual,
yes.
Right?
Okay, but before, how many?
Yes.
Okay,
aha, very good.
Now, how many guys, I mean, now, how many dudes have you...
Better.
See that, yep. My God.
Rosie. My name is Rosie.
But my thing is,
whatever.
You gotta you. If we.
God.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's just,
it out.
No,
come
it's
on.
Not a fair world. That's all we gonna say. Because not only now
we're not talking about you two ladies. So don't
yeah.
go there.
Mm-hmm.
But now in this world, not only do guys have to have competition against other guys. Now you got other people who feel that they can be a guy. Matter of fact, this portion of True Brothers is being brought to you by Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties.
Yeah.
Sitters are quitters by Rosie. She can shake with the best of them.
Exactly.
But you got people who going to come out and I'm better than him. Try me.
And not only
I'm going to take this belt and strap this on.
And then I'm gonna give you the ride of your life. And also, if you
and
feel
it
like,
never goes soft, see?
Huh?
Oh
huh?
My God!
Not fair.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you a partial on that one because the one thing I will say about using other accessories,
it's not the same as a
you
guy.
It's not the same. However, you don't have to worry about it sweating on you talking.
That's
talking
true.
And it also won't go make your breakfast butt naked.
You don't have to.
This is something
I just need you to do what you came to do.
To do what you're supposed to do.
I am shocked at Tony right now.
That's what we get along
and,
great.
And the thing that we are the whole time.
Why are you shocked with me? Why?
Because she left her producer, Yvonne, to come on our show and say, yeah, I'm going to get real with y'all. If only you get real with your life.
And I look. Matter of fact, let's talk about Hot Topics Radio for a minute.
Okay.
Because
no.
I'm not going to hear about this. You guys ain't doing it right. When your co-host is so smooth, he's taking his picture laid back on the couch like, I got it made.
Oh, Jerry Kelly has the coolest
I got it made.
Talk picture I've seen.
He's laid back on the couch with a pina colada talking about, oh, yeah, I'm surrounded by them.
There's a zoom in because if I zoom
like
out,
whole
it would be
commercial
naked women around.
Oh, my God.
Jerry Kelly has a picture.
Yeah,
and it's a
That's
zoom
right.
in, a close up of him, and because if you zoom, if you panned away, he'd have a circle of females
That's
naked,
right. and he's
all over and say, Jerry Kelly is here,
laid in the prone position. One is fanning him, the other one is cleaning his toenails,
and the look on his face is,
If you don't know, there's no pants on.
Yeah, right. Don't let Adidas sweat top fool.
You know, I am going to tell him what you said. Exactly. I'm going to make sure he listens to this.
Jerry, I mean, cool. I talked to Jerry
Brother's
when I was
cool.
on.
Right.
I talked to Jerry a couple of times on Tony's show, and he's a real cool dude. But that picture of, yeah, I got the hair behind, it's the coolest picture I've seen. He's just built, and it's only from, like, the upper part of his polo shirt up.
There you go.
He's just laid back.
Yeah, and he's then when you're paying away, it's, I'm sure there's some debauchery going on around here. He just got to look like, yeah, I'll allow it. At the end of the day, I promise you, if you pan away from that picture, there's no pants. Jerry's house. It's just the polo. Oh, man, hurry up, take a picture.
Oh, you are so stupid.
He's like, I'll use the pants for company.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell him what you said.
Got to do it now. Hurry up, ladies.
You are too much. Stay off my clothes.
Yeah, Tony. You only get to deal with it on Monday.
Oh, my God.
One thing for me.
My picture sweater.
Whatever you like.
Take him off. Don't worry, but your man your guy, your co-host is he's a cool dude.
I love Jerry Kelly.
Oh yeah, Jerry. And he's the only one. Ramon be walking around with his silk robe on. Oh,
you know he does. Well, you know Ramon and I are going to do a show Friday together.
Ramon, man. Ramon don't remind me of the guy that wears the full length robe.
Right.
He wears right above his kneecap.
Right. Right. Hey, Tim Kirk robe.
Yeah.
That's right.
He got that, the one that comes right above the kneecap.
That's a smoking jacket.
It just looks like he walks on the balcony every day and just say, it's good to be here.
And looks over Detroit in fuzzy slippers talking about, yes.
And under there, he's like, yeah, what you looking for then? There's nothing on under here.
Poor
Ramon.
Like
Yep. They don't call him McCarran for nothing.
514-1202.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That's right.
That's RG3.
That's right. We don't love radio for.
I can't handle it. The reason I can't handle it is because my pride and my ego. I'm a chest pounding dude, type of dude. Like it's like if I
double back.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like if you feel like you got to step outside of this circle, what am I doing? Not the fact that I think I'm doing something wrong. I could be every day. Ceiling climbing, all this is popping,
right.
But at the end of the day, you feel like you got to go somewhere else, and I'm like, I don't need you anyway.
So
not in a bad way.
If she told you were lacking in some area, you would straighten it out.
I mean, I would have to. I mean, if I cared that much about this person,
exactly. Then
I would have to.
Exactly.
But if it's just like, hey, you know, I'm just here to do what I do, then
What if she told you that she was into something or found a liking for something that you wasn't into?
Like what? The pants.
Well, I don't want to get too explicit, but it's just she got into something that you didn't like.
What, cocaine?
With some chains. I don't know. What if she wanted to tie you up and burn cigarette butts into your back? And say, this is what satisfies me. Now, if you don't want to do it, I can put a cigarette butt in Jim McPherson's back in a heartbeat.
But see, it's
Jim McPherson is into pleasing people.
All right. He's into people-pleasing business. Okay, well, here's the thing with that. Okay. Man, you caught me. All right.
Good. I'm gonna give you a couple of seconds to think about that because I want to get out here that this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found. And Jizzle's hand patties and fruit punch.
Which I like to eat.
And ladies and gentlemen, hey, if you're listening to the show, call in. Come drop your thought with us.
That's right. 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Now,
Repeat the question for me one more time. Yeah. See, like, because I for the people
you just said that you couldn't you beat your chest that you hey I please my woman I do what I do
right
and if she's not happy she can tell me what she like and I'm gonna take care of it. So if she told you that what if she was into something that you were not cool with? What if she's like, hey, I like midgets?
bring a lady midget to the house.
I'm just I like to wear spike heels and a whip, and I like to walk spike heels on people's backs.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. That as long as I can't say that. Okay. If that doesn't involve a sexual kind of act,
yes,
as far as
no. I know.
I feel you though. But it's like, is that considered intercourse?
Hey, it's considered that's what it takes to
that. You know what? If you want to get to, you know what? I can't say that because I'm thinking like still in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, she's got to get a certain way to go walk on. I guess, I guess I got to try to put a spike on my back.
So you're going to let her walk on
it's a line like, dude, it's certain things I will do, but it's a line I won't cross.
So if you've been with this person and they have a fetish.
Depends on what the fetish is.
Right. Will you be able to indulge them in that fetish? And if you can't, nothing illegal and nothing that involves children. We're going to take it because we just talked about the couple with the trap doors. Right. We ain't talking about that. But we're talking about she's got to bend towards a particular fetish that you're not into. Are you cool enough to be able to say, look, you know what, if you got to knock, you got to get that out your system. You go over there.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
You go over there and just
outside of bringing a dude home, the door is open. Outside of bringing a dude to the crib and saying, "All right, now we finna get the party started."
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. I can't.
This portion of Jizzle on the spot is Devon on the stand.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's just outside of saying, you know what? Me and these Devon. Two black guys are going to come.
Right.
I'm not drinking. I'm not going to sit here and drink your urine. I don't do that. I mean,
okay, I feel you. But I'm just saying.
Because, I mean, it gets nasty out in the world. We just trying to keep it a little
bit.
I can't hit it.
Hey, caller, you on with Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, Joe Neckbone.
All right.
Hey, Joe Neckbone.
All right. Joe Neckbone.
Thanks.
What's your comment, Joe?
Let's see how this goes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on another show, so y'all hear me from time to time if you spin the dial. But anyway, let me tell you how Viagra works and what it does and doesn't do. And first of all, it's not aphrodisiac, okay? If you are not in the mood, it does not put you in the mood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that. You know, you already got to have the mood going in order for it to work. And the reason I say this is because I'm 50, but when I was about 45, I was at my doctor's office, and I saw a poster on the wall, and I asked him about it. And he said, you want to try it? He gave me a whole big handful of samples, okay? So I go home, and I was married at the time. And I said to my wife, honey, look what I got. And she looked at me. She said, all right, we'll try it one day. You know, we used to smoke a little weed back in the day. So, you know, yeah, we'll give it a shot. Let me tell you, it works, all right? If you're in the mood, it's going to keep you in the game all four quarters plus overtime, all right? In fact, it'll keep you in the game all four quarters plus double overtime. The problem is your woman ain't going to last all four quarters plus double overtime. So you got to really, really be careful.
Ooh, depends on the woman, baby.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, everybody says that, but you got to be careful what you're asking for because I'm telling you, when it kicks in,
on
4 hours. Four.
You know, it's straight Kobe action when it kicks in, all right? Straight up Kobe action.
Yep, and he's talking about rape Kobe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's not talking all-star MVP Kobe.
Wow.
He's talking about
Colorado Hotel.
He's talking about bring that dessert in, Kobe.
Lord. Here y'all go.
That's true.
Joe Neckbone, you my man.
Yep, you the caller of the show, man.
Appreciate that.
But also too, you know, like you got to understand something. Like a lot of women think, you know, that's their primary weapon is their sex, all right? Once you take that away, you got to have something else going for you too, all right?
Ooh,
because as you get older, let me tell you, you know, punani is a renewable resource. It's not scarce, right?
And
it doesn't run out, you know?
Yeah.
There's plenty of it all around.
And it don't age like wine. It ages like bread.
Yeah, yeah. You may think it's the bone. You may think it's the bone.
I'm saying, hey, we going to be real.
I don't know nothing about that.
Nobody breaks out an 83 bottle of punani.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
Don't y'all got a 2000 or something? Nobody breaks out.
There's a time limit on it, and if you're not using it, then you're going to let it expire. And bad punani is no good. So,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
And that's old neck bone. Hey, man. Hold on, Joe. Pump out your show, man.
Yeah, I mean, the sad part is women don't understand. There's a whole crew right behind them. They got punani too. And they're going to give up more for less to get the same amount of.
And just like Mama said, a dick come, a dime a dozen. So don't get it twisted, boo.
Yeah.
I understand, but a dick has the longest shelf life.
But there it is again.
A dick come, a dime a dozen. At least a cooch can snap back. How about you?
With water let's keep it real. Hey,
here we go.
Hey, we knew it. Hey, y'all. Hey, yeah, it can snap back. But what do you got to put the snap back in your bathtub with the vinegar? We've been there. Everybody knows how it works.
No, you've been dealing with the wrong ones. That's all I hear. The snap back, the wrong
thing.
And don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, dig a hole in you so deep that you can't bounce back from. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
You don't see 70-80-year-old men sporting women. That's what I'm telling you.
Have you been with an 80-year-old woman?
That's true. No, nobody's standing up
like
to Betty White. Nobody's standing up. But George Clooney's still knocking them down.
That's what I'm saying. What you see, though, if you go to church, are a bunch of angry women that got expired punani.
Here we go.
Joe, don't do it to him, Joe.
So while you have that window opportunity, when your punani still has some life to it, I highly suggest y'all don't play games. Get on out there and do your thing. Have a good time. You know? Get on out there.
It's filthy. Shoot them from the half
court
line. Throw it in balcony shots.
And ladies, at the same time, we got to deal with sagging, salty mouths, big mellies, setting your ways, losing men. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, hey, when y'all get older, you're bald and everything else. So, we have to deal with y'all's crap too.
Hey,
so, don't get
out. George Clooney, Clint Eastwood. George Clooney got Stacey Keibler, a woman half his age. Clint Eastwood is dating young women.
He got money. And
Jimmy
Morrison, everybody else
that's
dating
young men. So what? Wait. Betty White ain't broke, but ain't nobody standing in line.
How you know that?
Hold on. How we know
that? I'm the old ass dude. To be honest, I'm the old ass dude. I'm just keeping young and hot.
How you know? When the last time you seen Betty White go to SAG Awards with anybody under 75?
How you know what that woman do behind closed doors?
I don't know what she do behind closed doors. I'm saying what she's bringing. Hey, you see these men out with these women. You don't see Betty White going.
Because they got money.
We got money. Stay
no, no, Betty White, hey, she shouldn't be retired. Hell, she had a life long to do what she do.
George Clooney shouldn't be?
No, George Clooney.
Okay, these men shouldn't be retired. Okay. So the women that these men get with don't have money? Stacey Keibler had money before she got with George Clooney.
George Clooney don't got it going on.
But
he does. I was talking about so bad.
There's a shelf life for the punani, and you got to make the best
hey,
of your shelf life.
You can recycle
and there's a shelf life for the fatty mouth, too. Thank you.
Don't just get it. For real.
You can recycle your belly flat, and you're good.
Viagra, all of these things can recycle the penis, but like I said earlier, wine and bread.
Who wants Viagra penis? Who wants that?
Nobody wants
Viagra. What happens to your dick getting hard when the wind blows?
No, what happened to it? You know, as soon as I take my clothes off, who on Viagra?
Who's off that mess now? But when you hit 60, you're gonna be glad.
I'm trying to get inside of a hole and know how to stop. That's what happens.
Love it.
Oh wow.
You will be when you hit 60. You're gonna be glad for any dick that gets hard.
No, you're not. And that's
the bottom line.
Nobody wants Viagra dick. That's an insult.
Well,
that's an insult.
Hey, all I'm saying is this. You know, my aunts have told me that they're looking for a functioning man. They don't care if he look like a bag of nickels been beating on him his whole life. All they want is somebody that got a little life left in him.
My man Neckballs went there.
Joe Neckball. Joe Neckball.
All I'm saying is, you know,
enjoying
the time while y'all got some power.
I'm done with you.
Let Joe. Let me get you a chance, man. Put your show out there, man.
Yeah, put your show out there, Joe.
Nah. Hey, good.
Yeah, put it out there, Joe. You gonna be the first for it?
Yeah.
I'm not
gonna get some callers next show, man. Put your show out there.
All I'm saying at the end of the day, though, ladies, and what you know, and to Joe, my man, Joe. Had some valids. Some of it was crazy, but he had some valids. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day,
Joe sounds unhappy. Whatever.
Ooh, not really.
Joe sounds unhappy.
I hate to say it. Does Joe sound unhappy
to you?
Joe sounds unhappy.
Unless he's been getting around that often, so you know what expired coochie feel like.
Joe's 50.
I think he was just saying his opinion.
Yeah, Joe's 50. I'm sure.
It's all good. Ain't nobody mad. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I speak up for women, and my opinion is, how do you know? It's in every individual. I work out at a gym. I see naked women all the time, and I see some older women with bodies like 25-year-olds, and I'm like, oh, my God, this kitty's still fine. Excuse my language. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just because I'm a woman, and, you know, standing her vagina, and how she takes care of herself, and what she's done through her life, and how, you know what I mean?
No, but see, here's the thing.
I think that's a general statement that he made, and I just feel like, you know, it's more chauvinistic a little, personally.
I got you. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and go into a break, and then we'll be back with the last part of Truth Brothers Radio.
All right, y'all. We are back with Truth Brothers Radio. Me and Candace is on the line here, and basically had to tune into that clip. That was the Joe Neckbone clip when he basically decided to take on the entire universe. So definitely one of them shows we're gonna remember. And
that was like one of the funniest episodes ever.
Yeah, we had, I forgot.
My man was not gonna let it die.
Oh no. He kept saying it, the shelf life, and that's what kept getting to me, the whole shelf life and the aging versus wine and the bread thing, all of that kept getting to me. So
yes.
All in all, it was one of, like I said, it has been one of them years, man. Like we were saying earlier, the whole year, especially what we're dealing with now, has been, we have dealt with this on a fly, on a continuous basis. But, you know, in true brother conviction, or whatever you want to call it, we're going to keep doing what we do. We got a caller coming in right now. 909, you're on with the True Brothers. Hold on 1 second. There we go. You're on with True Brothers. 909?
Oh, boy. I tell you, live radio, right?
Exactly. What can you do?
Keep going. That's why you're one of the best.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of scrambling and dog get kicked around here, you know, just trying to get this thing back to where it belonged. But we made it.
You made it, and I just want to say to you guys, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, if it's any show that I have enjoyed immensely, is Truth Brothers Radio, and I look forward to another year and another and another, and even another and another after that. From you guys. I really, truly do. I really am so proud to call you family.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
That is absolute
you.
Love. I can't, man, we cannot, that's humbling. It's really, really humbling.
Yes, there's no words for that.
You deserve everything that is all good coming to you. You've worked so hard. And for those that are still listening, just with what has happened is a true testament to professionality and professionalism. It speaks volumes when you call the word tenacity and making sure that your listeners are what is important so that you can continue a show when things just go rough. And you guys deserve so much. You really do. And I can't tell you.
What better way to clap for that, right?
I can't tell you how much joy that you guys have brought to me being here as well. So I really do. I wish you guys all the best and everything that you hope and dream for.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what's up. Thank you. Thank
Can you,
you
hear
so
us?
Much, Tony.
I can hear you fine.
Great. Yeah, we had to find a back door way in here. We don't know what happened, but that's been indicative of this whole year. That just shows you how much we learned, because you didn't hear any cussing this time.
Not at all.
That's right.
So, that's you didn't hear it. It was going on.
All right.
Right. But honestly, Tony, man, you have been one of the funnest, but it's not a word. You have been that's gonna be my word. You have the funnest guest we've had.
She's just done so much to us.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The inspiration, the support.
Yep.
You call in every week. You look out for us. You know the wonderful thing you did for our radio station, for Ray last week.
Yep.
I mean, you're just a beautiful spirit and a beautiful person. And we
now
just appreciate it. And all, but that's real, you know. And
truth be told, Tony Breedlove and Hot Topics was the very first special guest we had on True Brothers Radio.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Very, very
I remember
first.
That. Wow.
And
we go back a ways then. Oh, my God.
And if you
what was your favorite episode, Tony? I've been dying to ask you. What's
you
your
guys
favorite
one? You guys played it. It was at cat washing.
I never laughed
so hard in my life. That was the funniest thing. And when I heard it as you guys were trying to get everything back on, I just fell out. I did. I had tears in my eyes listening to it because it's different listening to it, you know, being a part of it. You laugh and everything, but you hear so many other things. Because I didn't even hear the part about the slippers, you know, or Ramon's slippers.
Ramon with a half rope just above the left testicle. Yeah, right.
That was hilarious. But you guys, actually, you guys are my favorites. And I hate to say that when other people listening, but you guys are my favorites. You really are.
Yeah, I just remember when I first heard you, and I was so stunned with how professional you are. And I had told Devon, I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna ask her to be a guest on the show." But I remember when I sent you the invitation, I gave you about 3 episodes I wanted you to listen to make sure you know what you was getting into.
Yeah, I
remember.
But yeah, it has been. I remember the one thing I remember about Tony, man. Honestly, and I know we getting into this mushy moment, but it was just the way everything we said. Tony had her reaction to almost everything we almost said. Like it was a couple of times. I'm like, she is still laughing, and I couldn't like get with her because she was still laughing.
I know because she's the only one that did the terrible truth with us besides B. Cole.
Yeah.
And we was doing Terrible Truth, and I was terrified that she wasn't getting it because she was so quiet at first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we got this professional woman out here embarrassed, and she's going to quit. She's going to hang up on us.
How dare y'all do your nippy jokes and all that.
Yeah, no, because the first one was the dude that stole the TV and put it in his pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we really did kind of tone it back a little bit for you because we knew you were going to be on the show, and we like, she don't know us. She might not get our humor. So let's tone it back just a tad. We're going to still be us, but we're going to pull it back to about 7. We're not going to go to the full system. We're going to pull it. But then again,
but
after
it's still
I heard,
a bad seven. It,
yeah.
it don't. It really don't.
But then again, see what happened was Ben heard Mona on her show, and that
yeah.
killed all that. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, we can say
yeah.
what we want now. She's cool. That's exactly what happened. I'm like, okay. Oh,
in fact, we might as well party line this thing. We got another call. I'm gonna put him on too. I'm gonna keep you on
okay.
too, Tony.
Okay.
281 Truth Brothers. Who this?
Oh, my God, it's Auntie Sandra, and how are you guys doing tonight, all of you?
Hi, Auntie Sandra.
Yeah, because I don't tell people I may come to their taping and not effing show up. Now, let me just say, I have to confess, this is my first time listening. And I've just been listening maybe not even 10 minutes. And I'm just, like, loving you guys so much already. And I do have some questions because I do have a press pass in case I need one.
Okay.
So let me just ask, because I think I've been looking over you guys' shoulder a little bit, Truth Brothers, but I have some questions. Number one, where are you from? I mean, where are you recording from, and then where are you originally from?
We all broadcast and born and raised in Chicago.
Yep. Chicago, Illinois.
The hell up. Okay. Number two, that explains Candace, because when I saw Truth Brothers and I looked at Truth Brothers, okay, but a Chi-Town woman
okay.
is every woman like Oprah used to have people singing about. And reason why I know, because I'm one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm
now,
right.
Okay, so congratulations on your first year, and I promise I will be listening now in the future. And I hate I missed whatever happened, but what I didn't miss that I fell out laughing about was the applause.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know.
I mean, Tony, I just smiled when you talked about Tony. But obviously, Tony knows people a lot like herself, which is the reason why I listen to you guys. I learn so much. So I will be listening to the two Truth Brothers and Candace.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? Now, Devon, Ray, and Candace. Now, Auntie Sandra came to our show, and I can't remember the month because all these shows run together, but
when my
one
niece
of her
was
nieces,
previewing
right,
her play.
Right. We were interviewing her niece, and that's been some months ago, and she has been a true supporter of Hot Topics Talk Radio. So when you get Aunt Sandra to come to your show, that's a lot because
wow.
Aunt Sandra doesn't listen to a lot of these shows. She just
yeah. Believe
not.
Me, it's true. I don't know how you know, Tony, but it is true.
And she will be one of your loyalest, most loyal listeners. If she says
telling
it,
telling people
she
about
means
you guys,
it.
Too.
Absolutely.
I absolutely remember her on your show. When I was listening to your show one day, and I heard her talking on your show, and then I that's instantly after I heard her talk, I sent her a request from Truth Brothers Radio. And
I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah.
But you know what the FBI says is that voice is more distinctive than fingerprints.
Than anything, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a real, she was, if I'm not mistaken, you used to visit Chicago or something like that. Isn't that right?
I'm from Chicago originally, but I live in Houston, Texas area
okay.
now.
Yep. I remember
oh,
you saying
okay.
that on the show. Yep.
Well, then
yeah.
you already. That means you can tell Tony about Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Well, no comment. I'm trying to stop eating meat and pork.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, Auntie Sandra is going going to be one of your most loyal listeners, I'm telling you.
Well, let's not talk about me. May I ask you guys, what have you been talking about tonight? So maybe I can comment about that if you don't mind. Other than, of course, the celebration of the one-year completion, and this is the first day of the second year, and it sounds to me as though it's starting off just grandly.
The whole entire show has been a celebration of our 1 year birthday party. We 1 year old, and we letting the world know it. And all we've been doing is reminiscing from this past year.
Yeah, playing old clips of shows that we've done, and some of our funniest moments and things like that. And right now, after this show, this will be our last live show of this year. So,
we'll be back
January. We're coming back hard, fast.
And
wow.
The month of June will be the best of Truth Brothers Radio, where we'll be taking different pieces of the show. We'll be doing the best of what we call the terrible truth. And I can't explain it to you.
Yeah.
You have to experience it for yourself.
I can imagine, really, the terrible truth and coming out of Chicago. Where else would the terrible truth be coming from? Because when I substitute taught, when I was there seeing about my mom a couple of, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, before she passed away, I subbed in elementary and high school, and I tell you, I've never met more brilliant children in my life. Mm-hmm. However, like I told them, they know how to survive better than the principal, and me, of course. And I grew up in Robert Taylor, so in All Gale Gardens, if you know how to survive better than me, I don't even trust you. Anyway, that's a whole other story we won't ever get into because I might have to kill you. But I cannot wait to hear, because Chicago is like the melting pot. I mean, somebody should have mentioned to Jesse Jackson, I can't believe his daddy didn't try to talk to him. But
I think that's why he's in so much trouble.
Did he think he was white or something like OJ? I don't get it.
No.
I mean, did he not know people don't like him from the start? They watching you from the start?
You can't help
but
it. The
speaking of start, forget about that. I would like to hear how you guys really did start, because the one thing that I think that black people really need to know, and others, other people who have brilliant ideas, but they don't know how to put them together and begin the journey like you guys have done. What pushed you all over the edge?
I'll tell you who pushed us over the edge. Candace pushed us over the edge, and thank you for calling. Candace, how long did you poke and prod us into getting us to do this? Because this was her idea.
We started doing this in, was it 08?
We started it in 08. We had the idea, and then we started practicing.
Well, what we were doing was we were just sitting there. We would sit around like we do now, like we talk on the radio. This is how we do. We sit around, we talk, we watch TV together, we laugh, we joke, and, you know, it was like an epiphany. I said, you know, you guys really should do something with this. You guys need to be on the radio. We started playing around and taping shows with a tape recorder.
Yes, we were.
We were using old school,
minute
tape.
I didn't want to cut you off, Candace, but remember we were sitting at the kitchen table.
Yes.
And we just pulled out a newspaper and just started going through it.
Yep.
And ripping everything to pieces in the newspaper. Not literally tearing the newspaper up, but just what we read, we just started tearing into it. And then, like, I was saying to myself, though, being scared the whole time, like, dude, we going to offend some people because our way of thinking is really crazy. Like, me and Ray have, like, a real warped sense of humor. Like, stuff that should not be funny, we laugh at.
Yeah.
And a lot of that
stuff does not make it to the show.
Because it was something we was doing before.
I'm not going to tell it.
And that's why I'm here.
It was something we were doing before the show actually came on. And we said to ourselves, there is no way we could actually make this a clip. Like, we were tempted. We was kind of skeptical about the rape. The Ready and Pretty Excited.
Yes.
Romney's playing.
Yes.
Ready and Pretty Excited. Yes. We was like, ooh, that might not move.
Yep, but the good old Republicans gave us plenty of fuel to make that go.
Yeah. And even when you go back to your boy, we got another caller coming in. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah. 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. Who this?
True Brothers, Jerry Kelly. How you guys doing?
Hey,
I thought that
Jerry.
Was Jerry.
What's going on, man?
It's smooth.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in 1 second to tell you guys congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I
yeah, and
so
I ain't forgot
thank
about
you.
Me and you are going to
be
talking very soon.
It's all we already putting them plans in the motion, brother.
We'll do that, and can't just keep holding them together.
No, I'm the best, dear.
That's what she does.
Right.
That's what I do.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the love,
thanks,
Jerry.
Jerry.
No problem, Sam.
A lot of people ask when we started Truth Brothers, and Candace was there, why do we call it Truth Brothers? Because it's me and him, and we're the troublemakers. Candace is there to keep us on point in our trouble.
I'm the man behind the curtain, is what I like to call myself.
Yes.
And I figure
once we get into deep trouble, it can't get back to Candace. I'm sorry.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Because I was going to say it was because Candace was the one who was like, look, y'all talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and she didn't want to really be involved, but we kind of like pulled her into it because we was like, hey.
I just like being behind the curtain. I'm that man behind the curtain. When Bush was in office, I'm Cheney.
You mean you like sitting on a rifle shooting people?
Yeah, in the face.
Right.
Well.
Missed. After 6 shots, missed.
Yep.
Figuratively speaking.
Right.
So, yep. That's why I only go fishing with Candace.
I don't go fishing no more.
Yeah,
but that's a whole other story.
You go to Candace and, like, hey, what's that over there? Where? I'm a fake.
And then it's the movie Life.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's the movie Life after that. I'm so sorry. Claude, there's no way I could. I'm going to go to sleep and wake up with your papers. Wait. Write my papers now, bro. I'm sorry. We get dog. I didn't get that. What you mean? Can you help me? No, I'm not going to help you upstairs. Look here. Write my freedom papers now. Well, I got to wait till the morning to be free. But
right. That's
just my thing.
I'll plot advance.
Yeah, whatever. Just didn't seem feasible to me. But
yeah. Well, I was kind of hoping that Ramon called because Ramon had got I remember Ramon called around Christmas and was calling, hey, Sam, what a great show we have, and gave us a lot of compliments, and immediately start trying to talk to Candace.
Oh yeah, I saw you, baby.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to talk to me.
Baby, when you get to the D,
yeah,
come
down
to Detroit,
to D, yeah.
Oh yeah, he was.
He basically
had had the Greyhound waiting on 95th and State.
You're stupid. 773, you're on with the Truth Brothers.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Red Summer.
Hey, Red.
Hey, that's
hi. Of course, I had to call.
Yeah, I was, you know, in the mood, hoping that.
I know you call it from a 773. Does that mean you in town?
Nah. Trust me, I sent the GPS out on that. She's
oh, okay,
here. She's not in town.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay.
Are you in town? No.
Maybe she wants to be a nine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just
put on blast.
Okay,
no.
So any comments? Anything you wanted to get off your chest?
Right.
I just called to tell you how much I just adore you, how proud I am of you all, and just really excited about your anniversary.
Oh, that was sweet. Thank you.
Oh,
that was
thank
that
you
was
so
fun.
Much.
You were another special guest that we had
absolutely
enjoyed.
You were our best guest, and
thank
trust me, your interview will be being replayed in next month.
Yeah, absolutely. We're taking this quick little break this whole month of December. Like we said, we're taking off. So We're gonna definitely have your whole episode is gonna be played because yeah, it was real nice. We enjoyed it.
Well, I will be there in a couple of weeks, so hopefully I get to see everybody while I'm there.
Cool. Oh, okay, definitely. You got a reading or something up here?
No, I'm shooting part of a documentary there.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
Just send me the information so get that, and yeah, definitely come through and, you know, snap a couple publicity pics, as we say. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you all have a wonderful show. I've been enjoying it so far, and just, yeah, enjoy your celebration.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
You.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
This is the thing I love about this show. You know, this just tonight just made me realize, you know, how much we're loved. And then, too, you know, this also lets our fans know how much we love them as well.
That's right.
You know, and that's what this is all about. You know, this is that balance that we needed. And I'm so glad I did this. You know, I'm so glad we did this, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Nothing like taking a concept and watch it come to fruition.
Yes, yeah.
Just a simple thought has brought all this in the last year. And there's no other people I would rather do this with.
Absolutely. And it's like, this is only, I mean, we haven't, this baby's just crawling. It ain't started walking or running yet. So for I can't wait to see what else this thing grows into. I thought we'd still be doing cassettes by now. Just, hey man, listen to us. We're funny and we're smart at the same time. But no, man, I mean, honestly,
now
this has been
tight.
Yeah.
Perry Small.
Yeah.
We went to V103, so you know, we got a lot of, I'm sorry. That's like, ooh.
You talking. V-O-N. You know what? You confusing your boy who was talking about.
You know what happened
was? The Chris Bosh situation. And
that's what it was.
I got you. I know it happens to me.
Thank you. Man.
I got you.
My old kicked in. It's terrible.
You know what? Don't say that because I'm not too far from you, and I don't want to feel that.
I know.
Way. I'm not that far off from you. And I woke up today, and I had the Mr. Krabs, your old song playing. You ever woke up but couldn't get up out the bed because you was like, I want it. You know when you getting old, when you use words like rest. Like, you don't say, I want to go to sleep no more. I need some rest. Okay. That's when you know that you're crossing that line.
We were at the mall yesterday. And he's looking for a wallet, like, right? And this is what gets you. He's looking for a wallet, and I'm like, okay, man, I can take you. We can go over the car. He's like, no. I don't need that expensive stuff. I need something to hold me money. I said, what? I need something to hold me money. And I said, that's a good sign. You get no. You were talking about me, like Popeye. He's like, yeah.
It's just
me money. He was like, I need to get me some gloves up because me hands get cold.
And I tried. He had, you know what's crazy? It was some gloves we saw, and I was like, they were older gloves. They worked. They would have been good, but I had to try to hold on to a slight part of my youth by getting the old. Remember when you were younger and your mom got these big fluffy gloves that looked like ski gloves? I got those instead because...
Yeah, you can't never move your
hand. Yeah, you can't always bend that hand all the way over.
You can't make a good snowball because it's...
Yeah, you got to pat it with your palm. And
you
end
up taking it off.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because he was saying, man, I'm going to have to get a coat. See, that's how you know you're old, when you make a point to go buy a coat.
Yeah.
Then he said out the blue, he said, you know what? I think I'm just going to go buy some shoes that's a real loud color.
Yeah. I said that. I had to look back and say, I need me a really, really bright trunk fit shirt and some real bright color shoes because I felt the old kicking in. And I have no problem getting old. You know, next year I'll be out of my milestone. And next year, you know, when we're doing True Brothers next year, I'll officially be turning 30, man.
Wow.
And it's all downhill.
You know what? Y'all are telling me two different things. Like,
not telling you
say, you know, he was like, man, you're gonna love your 30s and this. I think maybe he's gonna say,
man, is awesome. 34, guys.
That sounds like a show we might have to, man, because she stopped in your
truck.
Is it like Greg? Not like that, because your boy.
Candace is looking like, yeah, Candace.
One thing I would say is it's your 20s with less money, more problems.
Well, in my 20s, I didn't have money. Yeah, I didn't have money in my 20s.
30s for a man is different. You are going to be at the peak of your powers. You're going to know who you are. You're going to know.
But you ain't in that age.
How's the sex drive at 30? Just curious.
Yeah, that's not
that. That's something. Be real.
Yeah.
This man is trying to kill me.
Yes. You've got stamina and you've got speed.
Like a blast in your mouth, huh?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Y'all need to clean that up right now.
Oh.
We can't say that.
No, y'all tell the story to make it make sense.
You want
to
tell?
Yeah. We were down here working on a show one night. this a while back, and my stepdaughter comes downstairs and she's doing homework, and one of the homework assignments was she was supposed to make like a cereal box. For a brand of cereal based in Greek mythology. And she has this Greek goddess holding like this bowl of porridge or something. And it's a hot bowl of porridge. I'm like, wow, that's an incredible picture. Where'd you find it from? And then when she made her box, we look at the box and it's called Hot Shots. And she got as the monitor, the sales pitch for the Hot Shots called Put a Blast in Your Mouth. And we was like, I was like, oh, baby, no, you can't take this to school. No, we can't have to take this to school. You got to start over. She got mad at me.
Nah, you know what got me though, real quick? What got me real quick, I'm sorry, Kenneth. Ray's brother was here, right? And we were all sitting there. His brother saw it before Ray did and said, hey, man. I don't think you want to let her go to school with this. And the look on her, but she was so innocent.
Like, what's wrong with that? Who don't want a blast in their mouth? We like, no.
And the whole thing was she was so innocent. You couldn't, like, it came from listening to us talk, though, man. She would always overhear what we were saying. And I think it kind of like, that'll be funny because they laugh at that.
Yeah,
and wrote it down.
And she always knows this thing that we do, like with the sponsors of Truth Brothers Radio, we do this all the time.
Right.
So that was nothing new. We've been doing this type of thing, making up brands.
We done forget them.
Yeah.
I walked in